Before I read the words of reflection, when Ellen was speaking today, she reminded me, when she was talking about the stewardship committee, of the warmth and generosity of this congregation, which is something that we all feel every week as we sit here on Sunday morning and as we participate in other activities of the church. But I've been carrying around a letter for the past couple of weeks in my purse from Harbor Homes, which is a thank you note to us for one of the outreach collections that we did for their programs, and I'd just like to take a minute to read it to you. Dear members and clergy of the Unitarian Universalist Church, we would like to thank you for your warm-hearted and generous donation of $3,265.87 to Harbor Homes. The funds were allocated to our Connections program, our peer-supported drop-in day program, which is open to those in need 365 days a year. We know you have many choices when it comes to directing your philanthropic giving. We very much appreciate and value your support in our efforts to provide vital services to the community. When working together, we can make a difference in aiding those in crisis and in providing an improved future to the lives of the homeless, individuals suffering from mental illness, and all we serve in the Nashua area. On behalf of everyone we serve, we thank you and wish you all the best in health and happiness in the new year. Sincerely, Peter Kelleher, President and CEO, Harbor Homes. These words are from the Reverend John Wolfe. There is only one reason to join a Unitarian Universalist church, and that is to support it. You want to support it because it stands against superstition and fear, because this church points to what is noblest and best in human life, because it is open to women and men of whatever race, creed, color, place of origin, or sexual orientation. You want to support it because it is a place where walls between people are torn down rather than built up, because it is a place for the religious displaced persons of our time, the refugees from mixed marriages, the unwanted free thinkers, and those who insist against orthodoxy that they must work out their own beliefs. You want to support a Unitarian Universalist church because it is more concerned with human beings than with dogmas, because it searches for the holy rather than dwelling on the depraved, because it calls no one a sinner, yet knows how deep is the struggle in each person's breast and how great is the hunger for what is good. You want to support a Unitarian Universalist church because it insults neither your intelligence nor your conscience, and because it calls you to worship what is truly worthy of your sacrifice. If we could now spend a few moments in silent reflection. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes it the many one. So may it be.